We're just going to make two small comments relating to Siman Kuf Tes, and then we will begin with Basar B'Challav. So I was had the zechus of driving Rabbi Schechter back from a chasana, and so I told him the rayos we had to his yesod, that the vittel of the rush that we mentioned last time is a hanhaga, even though it's isur nefach l'heter, it's really hanhaga. So he liked those rayos, and then he said that he was once giving that mahalich over in a shir in Kiryat Arba, and he'd give shir there for a couple of months apparently in the summer. Anyway, and there's an old man there, and he said he heard that mahalich from Rav Shimon Shkaf. So he's very excited. So then I said, it's interesting that you said that, because Rav Shimon Shkaf and Shari Yosher gives another mahalich as to... So I told him the mahalich from Rav Shimon about Bittul Yavish B'Yavish, how the reason why that we said last time, that it's because it's not an objective taroves, Yediyah creates a taroves, and that's why it's following in Yediyah. Anyway, he said, that's a great mahalich, except that we paskin that Yediyah is relevant even in Lach B'Lach, because we'll get there, but Tachav Hakaf Bekadera Pamaim, so it depends on whether there was Yediyah or not. And then he said, he once heard that the mahalchim of Rav Shimon Shkap don't, and Rav Elchanan aren't Eisgehalten and Yaradeya, the only one that's mahalichs are Eisgehalten are Rav Chaim. So, anyway, that's the postscript from last time's shiur. Two minor points that we didn't get to. One is that the Beis Yosef quotes a Or Zarua who says that if you have an Isser de Rabbanan that was Nisarev Chad Bechad, it's Mutter Bechila L'Shnei Bnei Adam. Why? I have two pieces of meat. One's Isser de Rabbanan, one is Heter. So fundamentally, we should say Safek Rabbanan Lakula. Now, we won't allow one person to eat both, because then Mimanav Shach, they're being over on Yisr. However, as long as two people are eating it, it should be okay. Simply Safek Rabbanan Lakula. However, the Beis Yosef notes that all of the Rishonim argue with the Or Zarua. So the question is why? So there are a number of reasons given. The first is the Bach. The Bach says that we're machmir for two Jews, because then we're causing a Jew to eat vaday iser, since there's no nefach, so it's inappropriate to say, oh, Yisrael, you eat one, Yehuda, you eat the other. We're basically telling a Jew to eat iser. Masha ein kein. If you were to give one to a guy, so that would be okay. So if you have two chatichos, echad shel iser derabanan, echad shel heter, according to the Bach, even though we don't accept the Or Zarua fully, we more or less accept his position. One could be eaten by a Jew, one could be eaten by a guy. The Torah Sashlamim, in his Ha'aros to the Klali Sfeik Sfeik of the Shach, Sifkat and Mem Aleph, so here we're going to be Yotze Simin Kuf Yud, with this small Ha'ara. So he says no. He goes one step further than the Bach, and he says that you can't just randomly assign one piece to the guy, because who says this piece is the heter and this piece is the iser? In other words, when you go ahead and you have these two pieces, echad iser de rabbanan, echad shel heter, and you go ahead and you give one to a guy, so you're basically saying this one is the usser one. Well, that's random. The two pieces are equal. What gives you the right to make that assignment? But he agrees that if one naturally were to have fallen away, or got destroyed, or was anyway eaten by a guy, or a Jew, or the like, then on that second piece we could say Safek Rabbanan Lakula and its mutter. And finally, the fourth position on this is the Shach. The Shach in Klali Sfeik Sveika Os Chav Dalid writes that when you have two chatichos, one is Aser Rabbanan, one is mutter, so he takes the opposite position of the Or Zarua, and really the other three opinions we cited. And he says, no, not only can't you eat both of them, not only can't you eat one of them, but if one of them is to get mixed in with the second suffix, that too would be asr. It wouldn't even be mutter mishum sveik sveika. In other words, we treat both pieces as though they're iser. And he says there's two reasons for this. Number one, chad betray have cheskas iser v'sveika derabanan l'chumra. When you have any taroves, since you can't eat them, practically speaking, you can't eat both, so we treat that as a cheskas iser. When there's iser here until we know it's gone, either through bittel or some other means, it's cheskas iser. And therefore, since there's a cheskas iser on both pieces, we're not mitzdarif it to a sveik sveikar. Or he says, alternatively, because chad b'chad b'chol duchta chashev kigufo shel iser, meaning to say that anytime we paskin something is aser practically, even though it's aser machma safek, so therefore it's kigufo shel iser, and it's treated as iser vade, not sveik sveika. So this is interesting because this machlokas relates to what you would say if you don't say bittel. The whole siman was about what's it in when you do say bittel. This is about what you don't say bittel. Now this idea of saying that there's a cheskas iser in a taroves comes up in another place in our siman, in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted in Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel. Rabbi Kiva Eger has asked a very interesting question. What's the halacha if you have a taroves yavish b'yavish min b'she'en omino, and some were lost, so that now you can't tell whether there's shishim or not? Now remember, yavish b'yavish min b'she'en omino is aser midirabanan. Midirais it's batal b'rov, midirabanan it's aser, let's assume now, gzeira shema yavashlenu. And if you were mevashel, since it's min b'she'en omino, there would be tam, there would be nisr deraisa. Now, if you remember, going back to Siman Sadiches, any time we had a situation of safek derabanan shenishbach, we're mekel. As long as there's no klal of safek chasan yediyah, safek derabanan shenishbach is mutter. Here you have a safek derabanan shenishbach, so it should be mutter. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says no, you should be machmir for two reasons. The first reason is fascinating. He says, what's the reason why, in every case of nishbach, even when it's a safek derabanan, you could be mekel? Isn't there a cheskas iser? Meaning to say, let's take the case of min b'mino, lach b'lach, nishbach, so we're mekel kasafik d'rabban l'kula. Isn't there a cheskas iser? Now why should there be a cheskas iser here? So Rav Kiva Eger is assuming that, and this is along the lines of that shach we just saw, any time iser falls in here, and we don't know whether or not there's bittel, so we are going to presume iser until we know there's bittel. Since iser fell in here, I don't know whether or not there's shishim, so even though fundamentally it's a safek derabanan, there's a cheskas iser. Until I know there's bittel, there isn't bittel. Until I know this iser was removed or nullified, then it's b'cheskas iser. So therefore, really doesn't make sense that we should be mekel for safek derabanan shenishbach. So what's the pshat that we are mekel? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because keneged the cheskas iser, there's also a cheskas heter. What's the cheskas heter? The cheskas heter on all the pieces that are mutter. They were mutter, and we're going to assume they remain mutter until we know that they turned into iser. Now, this is, again, we're going full circle. Semen kuf tes brings us back to all the issues we discussed in Semen Sadiches. In Semen Sadiches, we talked about whether there's chazakos in the taroves. Rabbi Kiva Eger here is assuming there is a chazaka in the taroves. There's a cheskas heter. Why? Well, if you hold of Hanan, or if you hold of Rabbeinu Tam's version of Tam Kicker, then it's very simple to understand why there should be a cheskas heter. Even if you don't assume that, even if you don't say that the heter is nefach lisser, if you recall, we saw the lashon of the Tozos in Avodah Zarah, Samaches, Amid Aleph, Kevan Sheshbiach Meikar B'Shas Nefila V'Chal Iser Alei, that in every taroves, even without Hanan, we assume that there's a chalos iser even on the heter. And therefore, there's a cheskas heter until we know that iser is chal. So we have two chazakos that clash and cancel each other out. On the one hand, you have the cheskas iser of the taroves, something fell in, we don't know if there's bittel. There's also cheskas heter, that all the pieces that were originally mutter, we assume stay mutter until we know they became aser. The two chazakos cancel each other out, and since it's an iser drabanan, we're willing to say safik drabanan akula. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but what about in a taroves yavish b'yavish? In that case, there's no cheskas heter. Why? Because in a taroves yavish b'yavish, there's no iser that's chal on the heter pieces, even if there isn't a shir bittel. Right? Let's say the shir bittel for min b'she'en omino yavish b'yavish is shishim. It's not the pshat that the pieces that, you know, so let's say there were 58 pieces of heter and one piece of iser. It's not pshat that those 58 pieces went from heter to iser. Rather, the pshat is that since there's no bittel, you simply can't eat them. There's no tam ki'ikar, there's no chalos, there's no hanan, or any of that when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish. The Heter is Heter, the Isser is Isser. I don't know which is which. Memela, I have to be Machmir if there's no Shir Bittel. Since there's no Chalos Isser on the Heter, so then there's no Cheskas Heter. If there's no Cheskas Heter going against the Cheskas Isser, then Memela, you have to be Machmir, even in Nishpach, even though it's a fundamentally subject to Rabbanan. That's reason number one, he says you have to be Machmir. Reason number two is he says that here too there's a Gzeira Shema Yevashlenu. In other words, even though you're right fundamentally, it's a suffix to Rabbanan, but in the, since they were gozer, any time that if this was to be cooked, it would or might be an Isser Deraisa, that was a takana across the board. Now in this case, since you don't know if they're shishim, if it's cooked, there might be tan, there might be an Isser Deraisa, and therefore it's bichlal the gzeira of Shema Yevashlenu. The Shach, the Rabbi Kivager then points out that the Shach, though, doesn't seem to be concerned about this. We won't go through that Shach again, but it's a fascinating point, Ayin Sham. Meir pointed out that the Rabbi Kiva Eger and his Gilyonos and the Shulchan Aruch seems to go against this and not be concerned with Gzeir Shem Yivashlanu. So I thought maybe that Rabbi Kiva Eger is following the Shach. In other words, in the end, he actually accepts, or somewhat accepts, the Shach's point. So maybe he's saying that Lefi HaShach. One last minor ha'ara for Simon Kuf Tes, which is, how do you treat a ta'aroves of kemach? So the Shach, Sif Katan Gimel, quotes at the Bach, as well as the Rashba in a couple of places, rule that kemach bekemach is considered lach belach. And he says, Tosfos in Ha'arel disagrees, Tosfos in Menachos agrees, and Lahalacha, he says that we paskin like Rov, we've shown him that kemach is considered lach belach. The Chav Ustas tries to point out even Tosos and Ha'arel would agree, and maybe all the Rishonim agree that Kamach B'Kamach is Lach B'Lach. However, I thought, and this is sort of implied perhaps by the Chav Ustas, that this question of Kamach B'Kamach will really be totally in the Machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush as to how you treat B'Kamach. How so? According to the Rashba, you need Shishim in everything you eat. And therefore, since the pieces of flour are so fine, so every bite that you have is going to have Isser V'Heter in it, and therefore you can't be Mekel. You can't rely on Rov, because for Rov to work, the Rashba says that you have to be able to say about every bite that you eat, maybe this bite is Heter, not Isser. However, that's impossible to say when it comes to flour, because everything is mixed together. However, according to the Rush, the only time even when you have Yediyas HaTaroves and a bittel of Yavish B'Yavish, even then it becomes Mutter. And even if you know, even if it's Nivlal afterwards, it remains Mutter. So the whole Svara to be Machmir for Taroves of Kamach B'Kamach is because it's Balul. But that shouldn't be relevant if you follow the view of the Rush. According to the Rush, since each grain of flour remains discrete and is independent, so it doesn't merge with that which is next to it. It's true every bite of flour is going to surely have Heter and Isser, but each grain of flour still remains discrete. So what difference does it make that it's very, very small? The fact that it's very, very small, and again, certainly the way the Chav Ustas explains the Machmirim, the reason the Chav Ustas explains the Machmirim for flour is because every bite has both Isser and Heter in it, even if it's going to be Rov Heter. That Svara doesn't make any sense if you follow the Rush. So perhaps another Nafka Mina, we discussed a bunch of Nafka Minas last time, but another Nafka Mina between the Rush and the Rashba would be this question of Kemach.
Are we assuming now that, obviously this all would be contingent on whether the Rush was Chomer as Midoraisa or Midorabanan?
Well, it could be that it's, if it's Dirabanan, and this is also Dirabanan. Yeah. Okay. So there's more to say, but I think we should go on. So this brings us to an end of Kuf Tes.